Okay, today's daf is Kilayim, daf Lamed Tes, 39th daf here in Maseches Kilayim, and we are on Lamed Ches Amid Beis, towards the bottom. And we are talking about Tzuras HaPesach, which came up earlier. The language that the Gemara uses here for Tzuras HaPesach is Peah. Peah is the braided string that is, or twine, that is used on top of the kanim, the top of the poles. So we discussed yesterday whether that could be used and how that is used for kilayim. We mentioned that the Tzuras HaPesach is a fine mechitza and havdalah and separation for kilayim. We saw yesterday in the name of Reish Lakish that if somebody takes four kanim on the four corners of the kerem and ties a string on top, just like we know we're familiar with this from Hilchos Eruvin, but it also applies to Hilchos Kilayim. So Reish Lakish says, Matzil Mishum Peah. And the machlokas we had yesterday between Reb Yonah and the others was, does it apply even out more than 10 amos between the poles or not? The Gemara seemed to say that it did not apply for more than 10 amos. We saw that the Bavli says that it would apply. We said the Rush tries to answer the stira to say that maybe it's different whether there's residence in between or not. Generally, our Erevin rely on the Shita that it's more than 10 amos separated from each other. Good. So related to that Tzuras HaPesach discussion, we continue now a couple of lines up in the bottom of on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, just to keep in mind, the raya that was brought at the end of this year, because we're going to get back to that, but today, Rabbi Chagai, just to review this, Rabbi Chagai brought a raya from a Mishnah in Erevin on Daf Tes Zayin, that it must be that the Tzuras HaPesach can't be more than 10 amos away from each other, the poles. Why? Because the Mishnah there talks about a case where you have a caravan of people that are stuck, and they need to make a mechitza around. So what does it say? It says you take three strings, and you tie them all around the area, and the bottom string is within three tefachim of the ground, and the next string up is within three tefachim of the lower string, and you keep going up, and you have three strings across, and you have your imaginary using lovewood mechitza. But why do you need all three? Rabbi Chagai said, why don't you just have one on top, right? And that would be good enough. It must be you want to build a big area, more than 10 amos, and therefore it wouldn't be good enough because Tzuras HaPesach does not work for more than 10 amos. That was Reb Chagai's raya from that Mishnah, because the Mishnah could have just given the easier suggestion of Tzuras HaPesach rather than the three strings going around. That was the proof. So we're going to get back to that soon. Reb Yonah Amar, but now let's get to Reb Yonah. Four lines to the bottom. Reb Yonah Amar, Reb Yoshi Aboy. Reb Yonah quoted that Reb Yoshi asked the following question. Hadapeya, and we alluded to this yesterday already. Hadapeya, ma at amart. Milamalan, o min hatzad. Right? The Tzuras HaPesach that we're talking about. Are we talking about where you have the twine on top of the poles, like we're used to? You have the twine on top of the poles? Or is it even on the side of the pole? Not all the way on top, but on the sides of the pole. Do we say that would work as well? So the Gemara says, Im temar milamalon, if you say milamalon. So the Gemara, the way the Mara folder reads this Gemara is like, we're about to quote two nafkamina. What's the difference, whether it's on top or whether it's on the sides? So you see the Mara folder, lamay nafkamina, iari milamalon benatzad, zeo nafkamina. Right? If it's itemer lamalon, if you say, even if it's on top, it doesn't work for more than 10 amos. Hakoshke min hatzad, then surely min hatzad. Min hatzad, if it's not on top, then it's less like a doorway. The best as a doorway, because a doorway, we usually have the two side posts and the threshold on top. On top, that's the natural tzura of a doorway. So that's going to be stronger in halacha in terms of my imaginary doorway of the Tzuras HaPesach. So itir milamalan, if you say milamalan is not going to work for more than 10 amos, hakol shkei min atzad, then surely min atzad is not going to work for more than 10 amos, because that's a worse imaginary doorway. Itamar min atzad, but if you say, when we had this discussion over the past couple of lines, that more than 10 amos is not going to work, and that's talking about min hatzad, then maybe milamalan, it wouldn't be a problem, and you would be able to have it more than 10 amos. Right? Look at the Mara folder for a second. Right, that's the Gemara in Erevin in the Bavli Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Also, the language of Chazal for Tzuras HaPesach is one pole here, one pole there, and the other pole on top. Kana al gabehen, right? Because that's the natural way a door looks. That's Keturas HaPesach, and if not, it would be more inferior. And that's what the Gemara says. So if Milamalam doesn't work, then surely Minatzad doesn't work. But if Minatzad doesn't work, so then maybe Milamalam would work. So that is Nafkamina number one that the Gemara says. If our discussion was about Milamalam or Minatzad, that would have a Nafkamina. Let's continue a little bit, and then we'll talk about Minatzad. It's now the Gemara continues on top of Lamatas Bar Aleph. The Marafolda says, Od nafkamina. So this is now a second nafkamina between whether our discussion was milamalan or minatzad. The nafkamina would be whether Rab Chagai's proof that we just reviewed is a good proof. That's the second nafkamina. Itamar milamalan. If you say milamalan that we were discussing above lo ama Rabbi Chagai klum, then Rab Chagai's proof is not a proof. What do you mean? It's not a proof. Look at Mara Fulda. Im tomer milamalan lo amar Rav Chagai klum. De mehechi daik Rav Chagai mimasiso de lo mahani b'shabis. Dibkei tzagi le'bechad. Remember what was his raya? Why you put three around? Just put one on top. If you didn't put one on top, it must be it's not good enough to go all the way around. No, you could reject that proof and say no. In the Mishnah, you had these ropes that are going around poles. So just like the two bottom ones are going around, maybe that was the problem in that Mishnah, because you were only able to make it going around on the sides. Maybe above, it would be good enough, but they just couldn't make it in that, in the story in that Mishnah. The Mastisa and Mayer Minatzad. The Mishnah there in Erevin is talking about where you're wrapping string around poles. Dumya Dishnayim Atachtonim. Just like the two bottom ones are going around the poles, so too the top one is going around the pole. That's why you need a three. Because a minhatsad string wouldn't work for above 10 amos. Masha'enkein bepeya de Reish Lakish, maybe Reish Lakish's string, Ayribe Meir Milamala, that's on top, and that would be able to go above 10 amos. So if you say that the discussion was Reish Lakish was Milamalan, and maybe then the Mishnah Erevin is only minhatsad, and that's why it's a problem. So Reb Chagai wouldn't have a proof against the application of Reish Lakish being to a more than 10 amos, because maybe it's talking about two different things. The Mishnah was talking about cases of Minatzad. You put the strings on the side of the poles, while Reish Lakish would be even above, and therefore Reish Lakish would be even more than 10 amos wide. So the Gemara says, isn't that a second afkamidus? The Gemara says, no. Manavshah. No, this is, as the Marafolda explained, we're defending Reb Chagai. You see the Man of Shach Dibur Maskil in the Marafolda? Hashas hu dehiksha alabayazos. The Gemara now is asking on this suggestion, da'amar denafkamina da'amar Reb Chagai klum. Now he said, Reb Chagai is not a proof. No. It would be a proof. Why? Manafshach. Back to the Gemara. E milamalon. If we say milamalon, that if it would be above, it would help for above 10 amos. Sahari milamalon. Then you could have done it milamalon in that Mishnah and Erevin. Just because the bottom two were on the sides of the poles, what does that have to do with the top one? They could have made the top one on top. There's no proof that, it's not clear that it has to all be similar. So, they should have made it on top if it would have worked. And Imin Hatzad, and if Min Hatzad would have been enough, so Harin Hatzad, they could have made it Min Hatzad. In other words, how can you prove from the Mishnah there that just because the bottom two strings were on the sides of the poles, that the top one had been on the sides of the poles? It could have just been on top. And Reb Chagai does have a proof either way, and therefore, it's not a nafkamina whether our discussion was milamalan or minatzad. One other final line, says the Gemara, no, maybe there's a different reason why that Mishnah couldn't have been with the strings on top. Rabbanan dekesrin mishim rabirmiya tiftar ba'asuyan kimindokrin. Maybe that Mishnah is talking about a case where the poles were made where they get skinnier as they go on top. They're pointy. Right, they're like tapered poles. Look at Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Kimin Dokran, Shahayisedos Rosham Dak Bioser. That the poles on the side have very skinny points on top. Ve'ein Ba'ovyan Kede Limshach HaChevel Al-Gabam. They don't have enough width, the pointy poles on top, to run a string on top of them. Maybe that's what the Mishnah's talking about, and that's why there couldn't have been a suggestion to do it on top. And because then you would only be able to do it from the side, because if you do it on the side, then you wouldn't be able to have it milamala to go above and to go wider than 10 amos. You have to do it from the side, and therefore that's why you needed the three strings going across, because it was just an impossible situation to put it on top. Okay, so we paskin that in terms of Hilchas Eiruvin, that's where most of the time these halachas come up, that min atzad is no good. Right, that's the Gemara in Eiruvin in the Bavli and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Right, the Gemara there says that if somebody put min atzad, let me find the Torah of Ezach Shasam min atzad lo asa velo klum ela al gaban. Right, Rav Chizda says in Eiruvin Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that a Torah of Pesach that's beim min atzad, if the string is on the side, it's no good, and that's why we usually have the string nailed in from the top. And even though some of the first point, even though, let's say you nail it in from the top, so the nail is above the string. So you want to say the nail is a continuation of the pole, and that it's not all the way on top? No, we're not mocked for the nail, right? As long as it's on top of the pole, so you nail it in on the top, so that's good enough. That's good enough. That's how it works. Sometimes we use telephone poles. The Chazon Ish talks about this. We're allowed to use telephone poles. Doesn't a Torah of Pesach doesn't have to be put up lishma? Even a telephone pole is good. But often, telephone poles are min atzad, right? It's on the side. So those wouldn't be able to be used. You gotta find a telephone pole that is lamala, that it goes above the telephone pole. Remember, sometimes in camp we have these telephone poles that go, we use the, on one side of the camp, we use the telephone poles, the string goes above the telephone poles. But on top of the telephone pole, there's like a little mushroom. There's a little like metal, mushroom looking piece of metal. And the string is above that. So I remember the Eiruv expert came and said, that's just the hemshech of the pole. Right? That doesn't ruin the fact that it's even above that. It's above everything, but so we use at least on one side, loss of low club. There is a kula of the Taz. The Taz based on the Rashi right there. Eiruv in Yod Aleph Amud Aleph. So it says min atzad. You can't have it on the side. What's Rashi's lashon min atzad? Shemata chazmora mizel azeh be'emse iso. If you pulled the vine, that's what they were using for strings in those days, you pulled it from this one to that one, be'emsa iso, in its middle, velo al rashehen, and not on top. Says the Taz, you know what the problem of Minatzad is? If it's nowhere near the top, if it's in the middle, that's where it's a problem. But if it's right near the top, it's on the side of the pole. But it's right near the top, it's okay. That's the Taz's diak from Rashi, on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in Eiruvin. That's the Taz in the end of Siman Shin Samach Beis in Arachayim. He quotes, V'nira Pashut. He says it's Pashut. It's so Pashut that everybody else argues with him. But V'nira Pashut. Tahach min atzad l'pirish Rashi eina iser ila machevel shalamala kashur shalo b'kseha el yod shel hakana ela bole ksas min hakana lamala min hachevel avalim hu karach b'ksei el yod mitzido. If it's all the way on top, like a lot of these telephone poles, it's all the way on top, it's just on the side. V'ein bole me'akana lamala me'achevel kashur, that's okay. V'chein pir huva barashi perakama yud aleph amet aleph. We don't hold that way, right? The Shulchan Aruch that's in Shin Samach Beis, the Shulchan Aruch that the Taz is commenting on. We read that yesterday. We read Sif Yud, where we quoted the Machlokas in the Rambam and the other Rishonim. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Ma'u Tzuras HaPesach, Kana Mikan, V'kana Mikan, V'kana Al Gabehem. Afilu Eino Nogea Bahen. We mentioned, even if the top string doesn't have to touch the poles, it could be way above, it could be very high. You have to make sure that the poles are directly under the string. That sometimes is a little tricky if they're not close to each other. The kanim themselves have to be 10 tvachim high. They have to be exactly under. Right? Minatzad doesn't work. So that's what the Taz is commenting on. That Shulchan Aruch, Minatzad only means in the middle of the poles. But if it's towards the top, on the edge, that is okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Vida, demashemeka la taz afilu aso min atzad. That which the taz is mekel, that is even if you make it atzad. Im aso begova hakana b'shove im hakana mamish. If you make it like right next to the top, even with the top, but just not on top. But even with the top, shein hakana omid bolet lamala min hachevel. Oh, the way he interprets, as long as the pole is not sticking above the string. right? If the string is even with the side, that's okay. So it says the Mishnah Berurah, kol ha'achronim cholken alav. Right, all the achronim argue on the Taz. V'sfirlu debeinat she'achevel al gabi akadim mamish. No, it's got to be all the way on top. It's got to be on top. So that's the, we don't have pass like that Taz. There's a separate issue. What happens if it's tachuv? Right, tachuv means if it is inserted inside, it goes through the pole. What if it goes through the pole? So that's not on the side, that's not on top. So you have some of the pole on top of it, but it's not next to the pole, it's in the pole. So that's a question. Mr. Brewer continues. V'makana shalamala tachuv bein kane lakane, shenech kaksas bekanem kein sheosim ha'umnin, v'akanem otfim lamala al gav akana shemunach meneyem, mistapik aprim agadim. We try not to rely on tachuv, the prima gadim safek, mitzadin lahachmir. Avalam ein hakanim otfim lamala, el shachach arach ma'at, if it's tachuv, but there's no more pole on top, that's okay. Umikri ze al gabo. If it goes through on top with no more pole, but if it's through, that's where the prima gadim is mesupik, and he is odel lahachmir. And then he said that's the end of the Mishnah Berurah. Yachol lispoch ala telegraph bimkom tzuras haPesach. Mishnah Berurah. I ain't shuvas mama Mordechai, shuvas sholom eshiv, ubeshuvas beishlomo. He talks about that. Okay. So let's continue. Says the Gemara now, it's a little bit about Minat Sad and Lamala as it comes up. So now we get continuing the Gemara. Reb Zeira, Reb Avduma, De Chaifa, B'Shem Reish Lakish, Reb Shimon Ben Lakish, Lagova Afilo Ad Me'ama. We just said it could be really high. The Tzuras HaPesach for Hilchas Kelayim could be really high, even up to 100 Amos. Amar Reb Yudan, Hada Da'at Amar Lini Kelayim. Reb Yudan says, Reish Lakish, who says up to 100, even 100 amos, is only regarding kilayim. There will be more makel. Aval le'inyan Shabbos, lo tepei agdola min akora. We know that, this is dinter rabbanan, but if somebody has a mavui, right, the first Mishnah in Erevin, and it's also discussed elsewhere, if somebody has an alleyway that's surrounded by walls three sides, so it's just a yachid daraisa, but the fourth side goes out to the street. So Chazal instituted that you need some type of reminder at the side of the street so that you don't carry out to Rosh Hashanah. So you need a lechi, meaning a standing pole, or a korah, or a board going across, a cross beam. So that cross beam has to be within 20 amos of the ground, because you have to be able to see it and recognize it and remember that's the street. So Reb Yudan says, the Tzuras HaPesach shouldn't be any better than the cross beam, than the korah. So Reish Lakish, who says that the Tzuras HaPesach could be way high, much higher, all the way up to 100 amos, that's only by Kilayim. But for Shabbos, the Gemi, the Tzuras HaPesach reed, cannot be higher than what the Korah can be. And just like the Korah could be only up to 20 amos, so too the Gemi could be only up to 20 amos. Omer Reb Yossi, he Kilayim, he Shabbos. No, there's no difference. There's no difference. Tzuras HaPesach is allowed to be even higher. You're right, the korah, the cross beam, has to be lower than 20 amos. But the Tzuras HaPesach, that could be even higher, even for Shabbos. There's no difference between Kilayim, Hilchos Kanayim, and Hilchos Shabbos. Says the Gemara, let's continue and then we'll talk about this. Al Daiti Rabbi Yossi. So he asked the Gemara, according to Rabbi Yossi, so what's the difference between the cross beam and the Tzuras HaPesach? Al Daiti Rabbi Yossi, Ma Bein Korah, Ma Bein Peah. What's the difference between these two that we're talking about? The korah, the cross beam at the edge of the alleyway, everybody agrees has to be less than 20 amos. But the Tzuras HaPesach that you're building with the string, that could be much higher. Why? What's the difference? For Hilchos Shabbos, Hilchos Kelayim, we're not talking about korah. So what's the difference? So the Gemara answers, well, what's your structure that you're using? Peah, when you have Tzuras HaPesach, if you think about the Tzuras HaPesach, you have four sides that you're using. You have the string across, you have the two side beams, and you have the ground. It's like a square, right? And therefore you have all four sides, that's powerful. And you have all four sides, you're using a structure that is four-sided, that could be even higher than 20 amos. That could be all the way up in the air, because you're using that as an imaginary doorway. And therefore, it could be even higher than 20 amos. Korah, what are you using? The cross beam? There's just a cross beam. There are no side posts, right? You have two walls that end at the end of your alley, and now you're putting this cross beam on top of them. You're not, those walls weren't made to be a doorway, right? They're just happen to be supporting the crossbeam. So there's only one thing. So korah matzal beiruachachas. The korah, the crossbeam, is only one item, one side, right? Unlike the Terez of Pesach, which is all four. Again, what does all four mean? The string on top, the two side posts, and the floor, right? Those are four directions, four items that you're using. So that's why it could be even higher than 20 amos. But the crossbeam, in the case of the Mavli, is only one across. And one more line, Va'asya Kiahi, Demar Reb Zeira, B'shem Reb Hamnuna, and this supports and follows Reb Hamnuna, Hapeya Eina Matzela Sachi Demugufefes, Me'arba Ruchosea. You're using all four. Look at Reb Chaim Kanievsky's commentary. Mugufefes Me'arba Ruchos. One, when it comes to a Tzuras HaPesach, so you're using all four. Tzorach Shiyase, Lo'akonami Kan, Ve'akonami Kan, Ve'akon Al Gabayim. You have the two cross, you have the two supports on the side, and the string on top. Umilamata Me'nicha Al Gabay Karka. And you put it on the ground. You're putting something on the ground. Veloshi isha shalena tulia ba'avir. You don't have it in the air. You don't have it in the air. Venimsis mugufefes be'arberuchos. You have a structure of four sides. Veshaver ika hekera. So there's a heker. So, you know, you'll see the size. You'll see, right? You remember the Gemara at the beginning of Mesech HaSukkah, as long as you have schach on the side that will bring your eyes up if it's very, it's a skinny sukkah. So here you're gonna have a heker. But a korah is only one thing. Korah menicha milamala gabi ksalim. Veino selakera. Right? It's just to remind you. V'ilav she'asena tokhaf ein ha'ayin sholetes bo. Right? Lo sholta ba'ena, as the Gemara says in Sukkah Dabes. And therefore, that's the difference between the two. The case of the korah, again, within Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, for Hilcha Shabbos, you could use the Tzuras HaPesach even higher than 20 amos. Right, and therefore, because it's a structure of four sides, while the korah is only 20. Remember the three halachas that the Gemara says in Shabbos are 20 amos. Right, we have this korah 20 amos, but the Gemara says there Ner Chanukah, Sukkah, and Mavui. Right, whenever you have the schach of the sukkah could only be up to 20 amos. Ner Chanukah has to be within 20 amos of the floor. Right, the minhag olam in apartment buildings is above 20 amos, but as long as you're across from another apartment building, you can put it there, because that's not called above 20 amos from the floor of the place where you lit it. So, ner Chanukah, lamalo chavama, psula, that's the language of Gemara in Shabbos Chavbeis. Ner shel Chanukah, shenicha lamalo mechavama, psula, kisuka ukamavui. Ner Chanukah that you put above 20 amos is pasul, just like sukkah cannot be above 20, and mavui cannot be above 20. The Tar Tamima connects that line of the Gemara with the next line of the Gemara there. Remember the next line of the Gemara. Amar Rav Kahana, Darash Rav Nasan Bar Minyomi Mished Rav Yitanchum. Same person talking. That's why it's there. But what does that say? What does it mean that the Yosef's bar was empty? There was no water. If I say the bar was empty, so obviously I know there was no water in it. It was empty. Elamata Malomar Ein Bo Mayim. What's the chiddush? There was no water. Mayim ein bo, aval nachashim akrabim yesh bo. There was no water, but there were snakes and scorpions in the pit. So, what does these two statements have to do with each other? So you could say nothing. It's the same person talking, and therefore, that's why the Gemara brings it. But, as we know, throughout the ages, the Darshanim have connected many Ma'amari Chazal, especially these two together. So the Torah Tamima, in Parshas Vayeshev, connects the two. And he asks the question, if the Chashavak Rabim Yeshbo, if there were snakes and scorpions, so what does it mean that the brothers didn't kill Yosef, they saved him, and therefore they threw him in the pit. They didn't kill him. But if there are snakes and scorpions there, that's not called saving. But the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Ivamis, that if a man fell into a pit with snakes and scorpions, you could testify that his wife could get remarried because the man died. So, how is that called a hatsala? Right, the brothers threw him in. That's the language of the pasuk is right. Reuven said, "Vayomer aleim Reuven, al tishpichu dam hashlichu oso al habar hazeh asher b'amid bar v'yad al tishlichu bo l'man hatzil oso miyadam hashivo al aviv." Reuven did that to save his brother. They call that a salvation. So you're not stabbing him. Or you're killing him through the animals. So what's the difference? So says the Torah Tamima, the Gemara in Meseches Tamid says that in a certain case, the Kohanim threw, I think it's the Olas Ha'of, it says Vayashlech, Hashlacha, the word Hashlacha, the Gemara says in Tamid, always means at least 20 Amos. At least 20 Amos, that's the word Hashlacha. So what does the Pasuk say here? They were Mashlechim. Al Tishvichu Dam, Hashlichu Oso, El Avar Hazeh. They were mashlichim, and then later on, Pasuk Avdala, vayikachu, vayashlichu, oso abara. So vayashlichu, a lashon of ashlacha is more than 20 amos. And we know, so more than 20 amos. So they threw him in the pit. The pit was more than 20 amos deep. And what does the Gemara say in the previous line? That sukkah and mabri and menorah cannot be above 20 amos. Why? Lo shalta ba'ena. Because you can't see more than 20 amos away. So that's why they didn't know that there were snakes and scorpions in the pit. They didn't know. It was too deep. It was too dark. So that's the connection between the two lines of above 20 amos in that Gemara. Okay. We continue. That's our agadata for these 40 blot. Okay. There is agadata in Kelayim, but it hasn't come up yet. Amarebi Bavar Mamo. Tetrapolios Shebekramim. What we would call a pergola. A certain type of pergola in the vineyard, meaning you have some type of pergola in a vineyard and which supports the vines that are intertwined with the roof of the pergola, right? Because we mentioned the vine cannot exist, cannot stand on its own unless it goes along the ground. So you have these pergolas with the vines in it. Asur l'taltal tachteyan mebnei shein sof tikra. On Shabbos, the question is, could you use, the pergola has a roof, so could you use the sides of the pergola as tzuras ha-pesachs? You have beautiful tzuras ha-pesachs there. You have poles there. So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Marmel says you can't use those because those poles at the sides of the pergola were not built to be a doorway. They were built just to be a support for the roof. And if it would be a support for the roof, that's not meant to be a doorway. Just a support for the roof. You have this in Hilchos Mezuzah too. If you have certain types of pillars that are meant just to support the roof and not to be a doorway, it ends up being a doorway to walk through. But if it wasn't built as the doorway to walk through, but it just built as a support for the roof, so then that does not require a mezuzah. So it says the Rabbah Bar Marmol, same thing here. If you have the end of these pergolas, so also l'taltal tachteyam v'nei shein sof tikra. You're not allowed to be metaltal under them because they're just meant to be the edge of the roof. And the edge of a roof is not called the Tzuras HaPesach that would allow you to carry underneath it. So even though Tzuras HaPesach, we just said, might have more kulas, right, for a Hilchos Shabbos, but here it doesn't work as a Tzuras HaPesach. Amar Rabbi Pinchas. Also, if this time, we'll get back to Hotzah and Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Pinchas, also, Uvda Kumi Rabbi Yirmiya, Barba Amudin, Valen Arba, Pistelios. There was a story that Rabbi Pinchas had in front of Rabbi Yirmiya. There was four poles, and there were four pistelios, some types of reeds on top, functioning at Tzuras HaPesach. V'hito l'tata d'artem yishempeya. There, it was a real Tzuras HaPesach. So he allowed you to carry underneath it, right, for Hilchos Shabbos. If you have an area surrounded by Tzuras HaPesachs, so then it's okay, right? The previous case was only because it was the edge of a roof, it wasn't meant. Rabbi Bun, Rabban, Ebon, Kumi, Rabbi Zira, Peah Moshe Tatzel, B'sukkah. Could you use Tzuras HaPesachs for a sukkah wall? So Amar Lon, Peah Matzel, B'sukkah. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Right, we'll see. This might not be for all four walls. But at least maybe for one of the walls. At least for one of the walls, you can have a Tzuras HaPesach. Sof schach moshi atza b'sukkah. What if the schach just ends? Could you use the edge of the schach to ki'ilu shoot down and be a Tzuras HaPesach? So the Gemara there says, no, Amar Lon, ain't sof schach atza b'sukkah. Ma be'zel azeh, what's the difference? So basically on the chiluk that we just said, zeh nas l'kach, zeh einu nas l'kach. If you build something to be a doorway, then you can use that as a Tzuras HaPesach. And therefore that could function as a separation in Hilchos Kelayim, and that could function as a symbolic and imaginary door in Hilchos Shabbos. But the edge of your schach, the supports for the edge of your schach are not meant to be a doorway. The supports of the edge of your roof are not meant to be a doorway, and therefore, it cannot function as a Tzuras HaPesach. Period. Amar Rabbi Yavahu, kol ilein milaya le'inyin masa umatan. Everything that we've spoken about up until now over the past daf has only been in the Beis Medrash. Le'inyin masa umatan. Halahoras also lahoras, but you don't paskin this way. We don't paskin this way. Why? Why don't we paskin this way? Ma im sukkah kala at amar asur. If for the mitzvah of sukkah, which is just a mitzvah kala, which means it's a mitzvah saseh, it's not no punishment if you don't do it. If for mitzvah kala, we've said it's asur, you can't use her as a pesach. What? What? You can't. We just said you can't use her as a pesach for sukkah. So it must mean no. Let's say the first two walls. Right? You can't use Tzuras HaPesachs to make your whole sukkah without any walls. So, ma'im sukkah kala at amar aser, if you can't use Tzuras HaPesachs to build your entire sukkah, so Shabbos achamur l'kol shekein, so surely for Shabbos. Surely for Shabbos you can't use Tzuras HaPesachs. That is Rabbi Yavahu. Right? We don't, right. A little tricky, I saw in the Ar HaYashar, in the back of the Gemara, he says, it's beferish against the Bavli, sukkah daf zayin. The Gemara there says, Migu Dahave wall. Remember that line of the Gemara in Sukkah? Migu Dahave wall agabi Sukkah, have wall agabi Shabbos. So it's like mamish beferish against this line of the Yerushalmi. Migu lin yizel, it's a wall in yizel, it's migu lin yizel. But that's the, this is Rabbi Yevo. Rabbi Bun Barchia, one more line. Rabbi Bun Barchia boy kumi Rabbi Zira, mantana peya matzelas. Lord Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Rabbi Bun Barchia says, no, what do you mean? Who says that a tzuras of Ezek could work for Shabbos? It's Rabbi Yochanan Menuri. Look in the Gemara in Erevin Daf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says, beferish, right? The Gemara here doesn't say where, but we have it in the Bavli and Daf Yud Aleph in Erevin. The Rabbi Yochanan Menuri says, beferish, that tzuras of Ezek works for Kilayim and the Gemara on yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri said, Kilayim and Sukkah are the same, the Kilayim and Shabbos are the same. So, Rabbi Yevo, you're wrong, right? It can work, Lamaisa, for Hilcha Shabbos as well. Amar Laisa, he answered, Iti Tana. No, no, we reject that Tana. Some have Itchi Tana. Okay, Lamaisa, we do paskin that Torah Pesach worked for Shabbos. Some of the Amorim were not happy about it. Interesting, the Gemara uses the Lashon that Sukkah is a Kala. Sukkah is Kala. It reminds us of the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Dav Gimel in the Bavli, where remember the Umos HaOlam are complaining to Hashem in the future, give us another chance! And Hashem says, fine, I'll give you another chance, even though I'm not supposed to. Here, take this mitzvah of Sukkah, and I'll give you a mitzvah Kala. Mitzvah Kala, same word is used to describe there. You know, they got really hot, and they kicked down their Sukkah, and remember the story there. So, Nimseis Omer Lini Kilayim. So the Gemara says, just to summarize a lot of what we have been talking about. Regarding Kilayim, Palapachos Mishlosha Kisasim. If you have poles around an area of Kilayim that are less than three tefachim separation, then that's Lavud. Then it's Ki'ilu, you have a total wall, and you could plant on the other side of that, even next to the open spaces. Because it's Ki'ilu, it's open. Kilu is closed. Mishlosha v'arba. But if the walls are between three and four tefachim, they're not four tefachim, which is a significant wall, but they're not less than three. But also, the pirtzes are between three and four. So then, imha omin ru'u ala paritz, if altogether the standing wall is more than the paritz, so then mutter, then you could plant even next to the pirtza. Because again, remember, only if a pirtza is more than 10 amos, does it break the wall? But if it's less than that, it's called a doorway. And here you have omin rubala parets. You can plant on the other side of that for a kalayim, totally. But if the parets, if the open spaces are more cumulatively than the omid, then it's usr, even keneged ha-omid. Why? The Marafolda explains, because none of the slats are four tefachim wide, so they're not kizir chashuf. So if it's paritz murbal omid, and each slat is less than four tefachim, you can't plant at all on the other side. But if it's from four tefachim till ten amos, then im omid murbal paritz mutter, then it's totally mutter, because if it's enclosed, if the paritz is more, so then at least keneged omid is mutter, because if there's four tefachim wide, that's significant, you can at least plant kilayim on the other side of that, keneged paritz, aser. Yoser meyaser, if there are spaces more than 10 amos, then avabish omid rabba laparitz, even if the omid is more, kenegada omid mutter, because those are significant, but kenegada paritz is aser, because those are considered breaks in the wall. That's all regarding kilayim. This is all said in Erevin, also on Daf Tazayin. Le'inyin Shabbos, what about Shabbos? There aren't three levels, but there's only two levels. Kala opachos bishlosha kisasim. If the spaces are less than three tefachim apart from each other, then it's kilu, it's closed, it's lovely. Mishlosha vad arba, me'arba vad eser, but both those are together, so then it, for Shabbos, im ha'omid rabba la paritz mutter, if the omid is more, then you could be metaltel within that area. Right, that's called closed. Because as long as you don't have a paritz, it's more than 10 amos. Im ha'paritz rabba la omid, but if paritz is more than usr, then you cannot carry in there. Yosef mi'asr, if you have a hole more than 10, then it's totally usr to carry there, avich omid rabba la paritz, usr, that would be a problem, because that would be a piritz in the wall. Okay, there's more, but maybe we'll start with Hotzah B'Hashem in tomorrow's shir. We'll stop here.